Two Michigan groups hoping to legalize marijuana in this state can begin collecting signatures to put the question on the 2016 ballot. That's after a state elections board signed off on the group's petition language. Michigan Public Radio's Lansing reporter Jake Neer is covering this story. Hello, Jake.
Hi, Cindy. Let's see how many pot puns we can fit into 5 minutes.
Let's try. First off, explain what do both of these groups want to do?
Well, one group is led by sort of the traditional activists that have led similar kind of campaigns on medical marijuana and other things in the past. You know, they, like the other group, want to legalize marijuana for people who are older than 21, allow people to grow marijuana. The thing is they would basically set all the parameters for how this would be regulated and dealt with, whereas the other group, the Michigan Cannabis Coalition, who has not disclosed their donors or who's funding their campaign or who's involved, want to leave a lot of this up to the legislature, especially in terms of setting the tax rate and allowing them to, set certain regulations on how the state would approach this.
So here we have the Michigan Cannabis Coalition based in Pontiac and the Michigan Comprehensive Cannabis Law Reform Committee based in East Lansing. Why don't these folks just work together?
Well, it's been brought up in the past, that maybe the end game here will be these two groups coalescing. The thing is that there are some, significant differences. The activist group, which actually goes by the shorter name MI Legalize, they are very adamant that this should not be left up to the legislature because, especially on medical marijuana issues, for years they say the legislature has proven that they're not willing to, go out on a limb on marijuana issues and that it's basically a toxic issue in Lansing right now. And also, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of love lost between these two groups personality-wise that, from what I've heard, they don't seem to really like each other that much.
Now, and who are the folks making up these groups or leading these groups?
Well, again, the Michigan Cannabis Coalition has not said who's funding their campaign. We're not sure exactly yet what groups make up that campaign, although we do have an indication that a lot of businesses are involved in this in a wide variety of sector or a lot of different types of businesses, whereas the MI Legalize group is led by traditional advocates, people who have been working on marijuana-related issues for a long time, and they bill themselves as the more grassroots group, and also the one that they say has the most expertise specifically in marijuana issues, as opposed to this group and maybe some other groups, up to possibly four that could get in the game before 2016.
And meantime, just today, interesting to note, the Detroit News has a new poll out saying 56% of Michigan voters support legalizing small amounts of marijuana. Do we have ideas of how these questions would do if they get enough signatures to put them on the 2016 ballot?
Well, the polling, that seems consistent with the shift in polling that we've seen in recent years. One of the reasons it seems like there's a big race to get on the 2016 ballot between these groups is because the polling has very steadily and consistently been going in their favor. And just, I believe, last year was the first time we saw that issue reach the over 50% threshold. And the thought is that by November 2016, it's just going to continue to poll better. The big wild card here is just that there are so many groups that, like I said, there are three groups that we know of that are very actively, pursuing this and maybe possibly even four that will get in the game in the end here. So how is that going to affect when it actually gets on the ballot? If all these do get on the ballot, how is that going to affect the vote? It's sort of an unprecedented situation that we're seeing here. So it's hard to tell at this point.
I'm just imagining in my mind walking in to vote in November 2016 and possibly seeing four different marijuana ballot proposals. And we know it's tough to explain those to people. Could they wind up canceling each other out in a sense?
Well, they definitely want to avoid that. All these groups really do want the other groups to get out of the game. So, one thing is there have been talks about whether these groups could possibly coalesce, if they could come together and iron out their differences, reach a compromise, and then go forward together with maybe some of that expertise I was talking about from the grassroots group and the funding that we're seeing from the other groups, which maybe I should have mentioned earlier, are actually backed by some establishment Republicans who have been around for a long time. Could that, happen? The thing is right now it's looking like these groups are getting farther apart and not closer together.
Jake Neer, Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Jake, thanks so much.
Thanks, Cindy.